I'll tell you one other story that's important is farmers, and in particular banks and farmers. We've heard on this program that some small businesses pay up to 10% interest on loans. And in other cases, we've heard about credit being very much squeezed in regards to how much credit they can get from their banks. Then, of course, if things go bad, if there's a drought, if suddenly commodity prices, whatever it might be, goes down, then the banks can be, again, pretty tough. In the old days, there'd be a manager, an area manager, and the area manager would have some, say, some prerogative over which loans they called in, which they went and had a bit of a yarn to. It was a bit more like a family business. It's not quite like that these days. Anyway, Pauline Hanson has now secured support from the Turnbull government to interrogate banks over how they treat farmers. But to get this through, they do need support of the crossbench, Labor or Greens, somewhere there. Let's pick up a little of what Pauline Hanson had to say about this today.
So I've spoken to so many farmers out there. When they show me the documentation and the behaviour from the banks, it is absolutely atrocious. Once you actually present that documentation, that information to the people, to the public, therefore, and put pressure on them. Now, with the growth of One Nation, how we are actually growing tremendously around the country with support, you know, they've got to start listening to the people. If not, the people won't vote for them anymore.
Yeah, so that's Pauline Hanson speaking with my colleague Chris Smith on 2GB this morning. Let's now go to Senator John Wacker Williams, who is a Nationals senator and also the Nationals whip in the Senate. He's a man who has been instrumental in many of the inquiries into the banking industry through Senate committees, but also was a man who called for a royal commission to the banks. He's now eased that off a little bit. The question is whether, and John Williams, remember, represents the bush, knows what the banks are like in the bush with farmers. He's lived it firsthand. He's on the line right now. Many thanks for your time, as always, Wacker.
Pleasure to be with you, Ross.
All right, just explain, is Pauline Hanson right here or not?
Well, Ross, I instigated an inquiry into the banks in 2011. One of the recommendations I made is that penalty rates can't be 50%, more than 50% of the current rate. So if you're paying 8%, if you default, you can't pay more than 12%. Half of the 8%. I've heard many cases where farmers have defaulted through various reasons, bad seasons, waiting for payments, whatever, and going up to 22%. I'm actually working on a case now for a farmer in the north of the state here with a bank that he missed one payment over many, many years, a very good customer, and we're trying to get that penalty rate back for him because it went to about 20%.
Oh,
a huge charge.
But that's not the way you keep a good customer, and certainly it's not the way a bank would keep a customer that might cost them many, many tens of thousands of dollars to acquire in the first place.
Of course, Ross, and as I always say, life's about fairness, and you know, when people are down, don't put the boot into them, and this is one of the problems. Unfortunately, that recommendation I made in 2011 has gone nowhere. We were in opposition at the time. But, Ross, we've done a lot. I was just thinking that banking inquiry in 2011, we had the 2014 ASIC inquiry where financial planners, some changes coming there. 35 have been banned this year. We've got the impaired loans inquiry we did last year and reported May this year. There's ongoing inquiries from the House of Reps. So there's still a lot going. And Kate Carnell, when we did the impaired loans inquiry, we handed a lot to Kate Carnell. I believe she reported to the minister yesterday about people who were basically sold up when they'd never missed a payment. That's a bit tough as well, but I don't know what sort of inquiry Pauline wants, but I hope she includes white-collar crime in it.
Yes, well, that would be the other aspect of this. Just another one that's going to be a force here is Rod Cullerton, the One Nation senator, who quite clearly is, at least if not estranged from the party itself, is certainly running a very independent agenda. And he's one of many farmers. He comes from a rural background who had loans with Landmark, which was part of the Australian Wheat Board taken over by the ANZ.
That's right.
He's likely to be a bit of a wild card in all of this, I would have thought, if there's calls to bring banks again before more parliamentary inquiries to talk about their relations with farmers.
Yeah, maybe well the case, Ross. Look, Rod Cullerton came to me about 3.5 years ago for help. We gave him a bit of assistance, spoke to ANZ, etc. Don't think we achieved too much. But, Ross, I just hope that those penalty rates don't go too high and people help them through. And I know, look, in fairness, I know that ANZ stopped selling people up during the drought in Western Queensland. Now it's rained there. There may be some sold up. I know the Westpac have certainly done a good job. People wanted to get off the land and Westpac said, no, we won't sell you up. Well, let's wait till it rains. We don't want to sell you in these terrible conditions, fire sale your property, devalue everyone else's properties. So there's been some good work done. I know that for sure as I work with the banks.
Do you reckon here that Pauline Hanson's trying to play and One Nation's trying to play very much to the rural vote? I mean, after all, it's expected that she will pick up more seats in Queensland in the state election there. Is it a situation where her natural place to gain ground in terms of voters is going to be in national held seats?
I think that's certainly the case, Ross, certainly the case that Pauline will be targeting the more conservative seats. She's very conservative herself. But I think we've done a pretty good job highlighting all these issues over many years, and still more to come. And, of course, the code of conduct coming forward, an independent code of conduct coming forward in the banking system soon. And let's hope that, look, they've had a bomb under them. We've highlighted a lot of wrongdoing. There's still more to come. I've got the life insurance industry to go through now, the inquiry I've launched there. And also the whistleblowers, Ross, terrible treatment of whistleblowers when they come forward, do the right thing, highlight and publicise the wrong things being done in an institution, and they just get castigised for it.
I'll tell you what, it is really good to have you on the program, as always. He's a bloke who actually knows what it's like to be on the land, a former truckie, a farmer, a sheep shearer, small business owner, and of course now politician, where he really has dished it up not only to the banks, but also was the man who led much of that inquiry into 7-Eleven and the underpayment of many of those student workers. He does stick up for people, there is no doubt, and it's great to have you on the program, Wacker, as always, and we trust you're going well.
Ross, Merry Christmas to you, Jason, all the crew at TGB and all your listeners. I hope you have a great Christmas, a bit of a break, and next year is kind to all of us.
And let's hope so indeed, and particularly to those farmers out there that you represent as well. John Wacker Williams, always great with his time, and that is going to be a big issue. Just watching, if you like, the Nats and also One Nation and Pauline Hanson pretty much go head-to-head during 2017.